Taiwan's defense ministry says its military is preparing for combat readiness, but is not asking for war. It says multiple Chinese Navy ships and aircraft have crossed the Taiwan Strait median line. It's also stated that its military has dispatched aircraft, ships, and land-based missile systems. The statement comes as Beijing conducts its second day of live fire drills. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan this week, a move which infuriated China. Well, the U.S. Secretary of State says that China has sought to intimidate not just Taiwan, but also its neighbors with its military drills. Antony Blinken was addressing the ASEAN meeting, which is also being attended by the Russian and Chinese foreign ministers. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it will continue to operate in the region despite China's actions. The United States has declared the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency. The number of reported cases is now said to be doubling every 8 days. Calling it an emergency means more money and facilities are available to fight the virus. But there are concerns that vaccines are running out, and there are more than 6,600 cases in the U.S. so far. President Joe Biden appointed two federal officials on Tuesday. They'll now coordinate a national response. 4 U.S. police officers have been charged over their role in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. The 26-year-old black woman was killed in her home in Louisville, Kentucky in 2020. Her death led to mass protests across the U.S. that helped to establish the Black Lives Matter movement. Breonna Taylor's mother says the family are getting closer to justice.
In this country, on this day, in this city, in Louisville, Kentucky, we have been vindicated. There is justice for us. Somebody was wrong. And not only were they wrong, not only did they lie, but they attempted to cover it up. They have been lying to you. And the shock here is not that it happened. The shock is that it is exposed.
That
is the thing. That is the thing that we have to talk about. It has been exposed. But I say to America, what are we missing?
At least 13 people have been killed in a fire in a nightclub in Thailand. Police in Chonburi province say 40 people have also been injured. The fire started around 1 in the morning. The cause is not yet clear. Residents of a South African township have beaten a group of men after 8 women were gang-raped last week. Police arrested more than 120 suspects in connection with the assault. Crowds in Kahiso targeted the men, who are also suspected to be illegal miners. Residents say the miners are responsible for high levels of local crime. And 10 miners are trapped in a collapsed Mexican coal mine. More than 200 army and government rescuers have been sent to the site in the state of Coahuila. The miners are trapped between shafts, which were half flooded by water after a wall was breached.